What's up, America? This is Chad the Bird. You feeling good? Because I'm feeling pretty good because that Avengers Endgame trailer just dropped, and that's all Clark and I could talk about. But before we do that, we're going to go live to me where I talk about some space shit, which is super appropriate because that fucking Endgame trailer just dropped.
Promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
People, mortals, extant persons sporting a high forehead and reduced brow with a preserved central ridge. Rabble, races, riff-raff, rank-and-file citizens rocking same-size distal bones and the kind of mental trigon at the apex of your chin you can cut a fucking quarter on. You only get one shot at the whole human experience before the great hand of fate slides your pieces back to start, bumping you back to the beginning of Sorry, the game of life, and don't you want to win it all? But this game's not for kids. You're playing with the titans, the professionals, the tutelary Kongs of the transmundane, rolling and rocking up there in the cosmos. That's right, you're up against the big boys, and they don't care if you're tall, short, big, or whatever you got downstairs. You're tiny, small, insignificant, and ready to be blown back to the start. And doesn't that just get you down? Of course you're down. To the celestial cosmos, you are wee, inconsiderable, no matter how hot your hair looks. To the gods, you are picayune! But don't let that press your patties! That'll squeeze out all the juices! Why, what you need is a pick-me-up, a spark, a shot in the fucking arm! And don't you know that there's no better analeptic on the market than a bracer and spur of the tantalizing tonic they call science! Yeah, get on the dance floor and get in line for science. The boogie you can boot scoot to. The heart that cannot get achy, cannot breaky, and the slide that is most electric with a name so nice they only named it once because it already has two syllables and it goes, science! It can get us to the moon, but it can't bring the moon here. That's physics, that's the law. You want the moon, you gotta get up and get after it. That's the kind of can-do-tude that'll get us up and off this rock. But you gotta be careful, gotta be cautious. Because the cosmos is caustic. That's right, star children. Space doesn't give a fuck about you. Space wants you to die. That's how it gets its nutrients or something. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm just here trying to get by like you. Just trying to keep my shit together. Give hugs and maybe Grubhub and not feel guilty about it. But space doesn't care. It's a vacuum. And that means it sucks. And it's got its own game to play with its own pieces. Pogs and slammers of a size that'll scramble your cranial eggs. And no matter how many pieces you got on the home square, space is ready to bump your ass back to the start. Sorry, that's the name of the game. Just ask them dinosaurs. Oh wait, you can't, they're gone, dead, done. Bump back so far they don't even exist. Sorry, Jeff Goldblum, life did not find a way back home. See, 66 million years ago, when an asteroid, which is classified as a minor planet, by the way, that's not a meteor. A meteor is a space rock. That's a shooting star. Isn't that cute? You can wish on that shit. And you might want to wish that the next piece of space trash that floats by isn't a fucking asteroid, little princess, okay? Broke up the Earth's pledge party for the dino freshman. Didn't call the cops, no siree. It just rammed Raptor House into expulsion. How do we know that? Science! Are you keeping score? In New Mexico, buried beneath the Yucatan Peninsula, there's the Chicxulub Crater. And that's just a handy-dandy 93-mile-wide dent in the fucking Earth that science believes and is kind of proven was caused by a giant shit-your-pants asteroid 6 to 50 miles in diameter that face-planted into the Earth like a skater biffing on a railing in a YouTube fail video. when that suicidal spacecraft kamikazed its drunk ass 12 miles into the planet, leaving a divot 4 miles bigger than Boston, it spit the whole Earth up. Like when you drop an ice cube into the tub of fucking whiskey you're gonna need to forget the fact that that shit actually happened on your planet and was responsible for the destruction of the most awesome creature in a 13-year-old's life. And here's the nightmare for you. It wasn't the impact that wiped out the aviary of majestic godbirds that were the dinosaurs, nay. It was the big bloop. When the surface of the Earth acted like a liquid and blooped back up like a ground belch, that Thanos snapped the T-Rex into Folger's crystals. The impact was big enough to turn the planet into a swimming pool for a few seconds. Are you hearing me? Because here's the fucking news. We have no way of stopping that shit from happening again. And one just literally passed by us today at 6 a.m. DF-31, a 115-foot to 255-foot fucking monster, did a flyby at 33,755 miles per hour, 40 times the speed of sound, 2.2 million miles from our front fucking door, probably blasting deep bass, warning us that this was their neighborhood. Oh, I'm sorry, did that cool your coffee? Well, good. Because those of us that were conscious in the 90s grew up believing that we were one Bruce Willis away from blasting a planet-killing space turd the fuck off! With the help of a few bros and Steven Tyler laying awake just to hear us breathing. Thanks to movies like Armageddon and Deep Impact, we were taught we had the fucking answer, and that answer was just blow it the fuck up, stupid! And it turns out that was a lie. First off, because Deep Impact was about a comet. Do you even lift, bro? You call yourself a Xennial? According to a new study from Johns Hopkins, which should immediately clench everyone's collective butthole, released on March 8th, 2019, a computer simulation of a 4,000-foot asteroid colliding with a 15.5-mile asteroid at 11,200 miles per hour showed that the asteroid would crack a little bit, debris, quote, spilling out like ping pong balls, but then the gravitational pull of the core of the asteroid would pull itself the fuck back together. Are you hearing me? Like a gigantic space zombie. If we cracked that thing apart, it would pull itself the fuck together. And if you want to thank someone for sorry bumping your dreams back to the fucking drawing board, that'd be Charles Elmire, who literally studies asteroid annihilation. But you might want to hold up coming for him, because, and maybe you didn't hear me, because you were too depressed, that we don't live in a dimension that would allow an Affleck victory over celestial forces that would keep him from Liv Tyler. That dude's legit job is studying, quote, asteroid annihilation. According to Charles Elmire, quote, my findings could be as interpreted as an argument against blowing up an asteroid as a defensive strategy. And if you're sitting there trying to be an armchair asteroid annihilationist going, what about bombs, bro? Charles goes on to say that shattering a large asteroid may end up causing more problems than it solves, as Leroy Jenkinsing a giant intercosmic beach nut from the void would result in bedlam here on the home planet if that scrapple hits the surface. Sorry, but don't give up the game yet. According to NASA's Planetary Defense Council, oh yeah, we have that, by the way. All it might take to avoid turning us into a bark mulch is to nudge the fucker out of orbit, like a bouncer bouncing a drunk hitting Randy by the back door. In fact, in 2022, NASA is going to test this theory with the double asteroid redirection test, where they're going to, quote, deliberately crash a spacecraft into the smaller member of a binary asteroid system in an attempt to change its orbit around a larger body, end quote. According to badass Megan Brooks Seal, quote, Robust disruption and dispersal of the fragments may be the only viable option to prevent the impact. Basically making us the fuckers saying sorry back to start. Because we're ready for it. And with a little nudge, we might have the chance to knock those fuckers back to the beginning and not become dinosaurs ourselves. And it's all thanks to a double D20 dice roll of the DM of your dimension, the way to be with high XP in the D, the game genie of you and meanie that you're damn lucky to have on your teamy. Don't be sorry, play the game, and you might win this round, because now you're playing with science! I love you, good night.
Chad the Bird Green Mill. Give it all.
Yes, science. That's the one. That's the way to go. That's the good drugs. So that happened when I was working on that assignment. Halfway through writing it, I got a Google update that was like, oh, hey, by the way, while you were and this is what it said verbatim, while you were researching the fact that we have absolutely no way that we know of right now to stop an asteroid from completely annihilating us, one just passed by, just loop-de-doop, right past your front door. And I was like, oh, great. Thanks, universe. People always say, hey, the universe is telling me something. I'm like, yeah, it's that time is short. So get on it. The good news is, endgame! Clark and I have been doing nothing but talking about endgame for about an hour before we even started recording. So, you know, whoop-de-doops. Have you been paying attention, peoples? Because that trailer is the tops. And it gives you a little bit of hope in that, like, scraggly, you know, charred way where you're like, well, I'm not dead yet. So one last chance. Maybe we'll fucking reverse the snapping. So let's talk about theories. Okay, last episode we talked about Captain Marvel. Both Clark and I have seen Captain Marvel, and we give it the thumbs. And the thumbs go in the up direction because it was pretty tops. Well done, everybody involved. But we're over it now. We got to talk about fucking Endgame. And it came so quickly, too. It was like, oh, let's talk about Nope, never mind. Fucking Endgame. Let's do this. And that's what we love about Marvel, is that they don't give us a chance to think about it. Like, after Infinity War was over, they're like, fuck you, Ant-Man and the Wasp. But like, okay, we're into it. But, oh. No spoilers, but, oh. And then it was like, well, shit, now what? And then Captain Marvel came out. We're like, fuck yeah, the 90s. The 90s were out. Oh, fuck, no time to think about Endgame. Fuck yeah, Marvel. Oh, my God. My only gripe with Captain Marvel is it came out in this, like, pre-spring. It should have come out in the summer because it was such a summery movie. However, we know now why. Because Endgame! All right, so predictions. Let's talk about predictions, intercosmic predictions. P.S. Before we move forward, all that stuff I said about asteroids is true. They are really going to try slamming a space trash into it in like 3 years. So that's going to be an exciting day. See what happens there.
Have you put in for your membership on the Planetary Defense Council?
No, I sent in my application because I have to be approved to even begin the process of membership. I feel like I'm mildly qualified. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. And the reason I'm mildly qualified is because I fucking racked up fucking mad points on Star Fox and Star Fox 64. So I know how to do a barrel roll, and I knew where all the secrets were. I could blow up the fucking meteor and like fight the dragon and then go to the like the X dimension or whatever it was called. Spoilers from my SNES bros, and you know what I'm talking about. So I shouldn't. There's no spoiler anymore. Like that was, you know, the time is up. If you go back, first of all, go back to the old SNES. The second level, I think, when you're flying in the asteroid belt, you can blow up an asteroid, and then there's a dragon. You fight a space dragon, and then you go into like the alternate space system. Before you fight the Grand Wizard, whatever the fuck his name was. It wasn't a Grand Wizard. It was a giant monkey.
Is this Star Fox or Endgame you're talking about?
Endgame! I was talking about Star Fox, but we should be talking about Endgame. Anyway.
Giant space wizard in Endgame would be kind of...
That's super apt. But yeah, no, I feel like I racked up enough points, and I've got a pretty sweet R-type and Galaga score that, like... I feel like I'm right for it. I don't know how I would do in the G's, but I mean, it's not the worst thing that's happened to me. I've been on some roller coasters. I did Goliath at Six Flags. So like, Endgame predictions. Let's go down the line. First of all, what have we learned from the trailer? Stark and Nebula made it back. They're back because they're in the trailer, unless the Russos are super fucking with us and that they just added them in there as like when they added the Hulk into the Infinity War trailer when they're all running and we're like, then we saw the movie. We're like, oh, clever girl. So maybe they're okay. Let's say that they did. So now they're back. All those white suits, Quantum Realm suits. We know that from the toys that were released. So we know that the Quantum Realm is going to have a big to-do, which makes sense because there's only one way to survive the snappening, and that's going into the Quantum Realm where time and space don't matter. What do you think? What do you think? I mean, you got anything?
That works for me.
Cool. All right, that's a Clark seal of approval. And then, I don't know. So how does Tony and Nebula get to Earth? How do they make it back? Do you think that's a Captain Marvel experience? Because, like, what do we know from the trailer? Marvel's hanging out with Thor and Scarlett Johansson, whose name is Black Widow in the film, but I will always refer to as Scarlett Johansson or ScarJo. And you know that
ScarJo?
I always say ScoJo. I know that that's not, you know, acronymically correct.
I thought you said ScarJo.
No, I said ScoJo. Oh, okay. Because, I don't know, ScarJo just sounds mean. There's a... In the trailer, you see them, the three of them in that shot. So I don't know who else is in that room with them. But I know for sure Black Widow and Thor and Captain Marvel are hanging out in some kind of like Avengers library or whatever that was. The sitting room.
The rec room.
The rec room. And then, you know, Thor's like, I like this one. Which I thought was really fun because that was like a straight up fuck you to the incels that were trying to shit on Captain Marvel. It's like, the manliest man that ever manned in the history of men is like, she's cool. So, like, end of story, I guess, if that was an argument. It's not, but okay, fine. So now we've got the three of them in the room. Captain Marvel's like, hey, bud. And they're like, cool, this is fun. So I think what's going to happen is, first of all, she's wearing, like, yoga pants. Which I was like, all right, so she's been hanging out for a little bit. Like, she's taking off her rubber suit. And it's just like, you know what I need? Like, I just need 10 minutes of me time. And they let her have that 10 minutes of me time where she did some fucking vinyasa flow kind of stuff, and then
space yoga,
whatever the Kree's yoga is, and then but she's also human, so maybe she studied a little bit in the 89. I don't know if yoga was that big a deal, but anyway, so she's in her yoga pants, she's done a couple of salutations and some up dogs, and you know, maybe had some chai tea or just chai, because you shouldn't call it chai tea because chai just means tea. Anyway, she's back, she's cool, she did a little shampoo and set, maybe gave herself a facial, and now she's like, all right, let's talk, guys. And Thor's like, we're cool? And then Scarlett Johansson's like, I guess we're all good, right? I mean, I wish I would have known we were doing yoga. And Thor looked like he just got back from a jog. So they've had some time to set. Then what are they going to say? BT dubs, Stark is in space, we don't know where he is. And Marvel's like, hang on a minute, I got this. So she's going to shoot up into the cosmos and just, like, drag him back. I'm thinking, shot... They're outside, you hear like rumbles, and then they look up, and she's literally like fucking tugboat dragging Stark's fucking, that was the Benatar ship with him and Nebula, and they're in like the back of the ship like, what the fuck? And then they land, and then it's like reunion, gonna be devastating, because Steve and Tony are gonna have to make up after Civil War. They haven't seen each other, okay? They didn't see each other in Infinity War at all.
Well, Bucky's dead, so problem solved.
Bucky's ash. We don't know if he's dead. He's probably in the Soul Stone, which is the prevailing theory, but I don't know how useful that is. So let's just say that the snapping habit, all those guys are dead. Now, Tony and Steve haven't seen each other since Civil War, because Tony went to space before Cap even knew what was going on with Thanos, right? So while Tony was up in space with Spider-Man and the Guardians... Except Rocket. How did Rocket... Oh, yeah, because Rocket went off with Thor. And then they made it back to Earth. Okay, so Steve and Tony are going to have a reunion. It's going to be hot. They might make out a little bit. I hope they do. And then we've got... So then that's... Black Widow, Iron Man, Nebula...
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man's there. Oh, well, Ant-Man...
He shows up. He finds them.
Well, Ant-Man's been... Okay, so spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp, stop listening, go back and watch it, and come back in. For real, though, why the fuck? It's on fucking Netflix. Just do it. Anyway, we know that at the end of the second credit thing... No, the first credit thing, Ant-Man is stuck in the Quantum Realm because of the snapping. So everybody else is dead, except for his giant ant buddy, and he's in the quantum realm. So how's he going to get out of the quantum realm? Oh, I don't know. Because he's going to fall into a time tunnel? Because the last thing that Michelle Pfeiffer says is, don't fall into a time vortex. And I was in the theater like, oh! And so he's going to get back out. I think he's gonna land like somewhere. He's going to miss. He's going to jump to like different time areas and try to find the right one. Because in the first trailer, you see Cap and he's like watching the TV and he sees Ant-Man. He's like, is this an old message? It's like, oh, does that mean that it was an old message or that it's a new message? Because like he could have been out there for days. Who knows? And so that's because time travel, Clark. God, fucking keep up. So now we know that Ant-Man's there with War Machine and everybody else on Earth with Nebula, Tony Stark, Cap, Scarlett Johansson, Captain Marvel, and Bruce is in there somewhere, but we didn't see him in the trailer, but we know he's there. We're going to get a Professor Hulk, though. We're going to get Hulk who can talk and think, because something's going to snap him out of it, because like he couldn't Hulk out in Infinity War. Something's going to happen, and then maybe he can't go back to Banner, so maybe he's just always Hulk. But he's Professor Hulk now, so he can, like, he's got the smarts of Banner, but the Hulk of Hulk in the quantum suit. So, now that they're there, they're all going to get together. And just so you know, the Russos have said that anything you see in the trailer is from the first 30 minutes of the movie. And this movie is like 3 hours long. So,
plenty to do.
This is going to be a whole ride. This is going to be a circus.
A little shawarma in the middle.
Will there be a shawarma reference? Do you think? Who knows?
Just thinking they should have a little shawarma before they start adventure.
Maybe afterwards. Maybe then shawarma. Maybe, I don't know. Well, now we know that through Twitter and what have you, there have been a couple of stuff that they said that they were like back in the Battle of New York. So there's time travel involved. There has to be, because quantum realm. Also, what else are you going to do? There's nothing else to do. You got to go back in time to stop it, because it's already happened. You're on the time. Oh, they're going to get into multiverses. And maybe they're going to go to the crazy verse where they see like horrible versions of themselves. That could be the whole movie. Is them just like, it's like an interstellar, interdimensional, multimedia, time jumpy road movie. I don't know. What do you think?
Get some Marvel zombies in there, maybe.
Oh, what if they have like a reference to that where they jump? What if Ant-Man says something like, oh, I don't know, I went to a timeline where we were all zombies. And then the whole audience goes, oh, yeah, Marvel zombies.
Fan service.
It's so easy to, like, fan service the fuck out of this movie just in conversation if they do, like, Ant-Man's been bouncing around for a while and he's like, I've seen a bunch of different areas of, like, a bunch of different timelines. Just like Doctor Strange, who saw 14 million different timelines. So they're really going to get into multiverses, I think. Do you think, at the end of all this, that they go to another timeline and they die, but then their other timeline selves live? And so now from here on out, the Marvel movies take place on that timeline.
I don't think so. I think they keep it in one timeline.
Okay, so what do you think? How do you think they're going to do this? First of all, before you answer, I just want to put this out there, fan theory. Nebula is going to be the one that takes down Thanos. Because that's canon from the Gauntlet and War series. And Infinity, I think, is the one where she does it. But they've also been setting it up pretty well in the last couple of movies, because she's got everything to gain from taking out Thanos. I mean, everybody does, but like her story makes the most sense because she knows where he is, right? Like she knows where Thanos was going to go, because during her like torture and what have you, you know that she figured something out. Like, what's he going to do after he destroys the universe? He's going to go somewhere, right? So she knows where he is. So they're going to follow her lead. But then why are they going to the quantum realm if they have Captain Marvel? Maybe she goes to find him with Rocket. Because they got a spaceship. Because Rocket came down to Earth with Thor. Okay. Oh, wait, hang on. So Rocket, Thor, and Groot came down, right? Well, Groot got dusted. Spoiler alright, Infinity War. And then, all right, so you got them. We know that the ship's going to make it to Earth how could Stark and Nebula get to Earth without their ship?
I'm going to bet on Howard the Duck.
That's just your answer for everything. I guess we're going to have to find out when an Endgame comes out in a month. Oh my God, I can't wait any longer. Ugh, can you? No, obviously. We'll do a big thing, I think, when that movie comes out. We'll do a whole episode that's just dedicated to Marvelness. It's a Marvelous episode, is what we'll call it. And we'll bring in some people. We'll do a round table and we'll talk about it. And like, would it, how amazing would it be if this movie sucks? And we're all like, well, that was fucking awful.
It's their first bomb.
That would be amazing if that was the first bad Marvel movie. Ooh, darkest timeline. It is 2019. We are living on in the end times. Here's the thing, though. The Endgame couldn't have been a more apt movie to be coming out. And they couldn't have expected shit to be so stupid that this movie would be an apt metaphor for everything that's happening right now. But here we are. Fucking fantastical, marvelous things are happening. Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises. You know why. Find me on Twitter. Find me on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Keep an eye out because some really cool shit's coming. I know I've been saying it, but like, it's coming. Just wait. You're going to love this. Come to the Paper Machete every Saturday at 3 o'clock where you can see me do this live. Listen to old episodes. You can listen to us on Stitcher now. Thank you to Jacob Saria for, you know, being great and recording us. I don't know. Is there anybody else that we have to thank before we call it a day and just watch that Endgame trailer 1,000 times?
Howard the Duck.
Special thanks for Howard the Duck just for being you. And special thanks to you for listening. Keep up with us because there's cool shit coming. Oh man, what the fuck? What if there's a fucking Galactus, like, fucking cameo? What are you gonna do? There's no going back after that. Because that guy eats planets, much like that asteroid. It went by us, thank goodness. Otherwise, we wouldn't get to see Endgame. Thanks, science.